Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Snap out of the gun on third down. They block it up over the middle, caught first down. Gallup kept his feet. 25 left sideline. 10, 5, dancing in. Gallup walks the dog. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Whoa, Brad Sham. Working on the roughed up voice. I heard him last night in the post game talking about the possible end of Sean Lee and Jason Witten. More on that in a second. Star up, star down. It's a Cowboys Autopsy Monday with Sean Treif, Mike Fisher in for Choppy. The Cowboys blow out the Redskins 47-16. Michael Gallup, 5 for 98 and 3 touchdowns. And I tweeted this in. It got the most response by far of anything I wrote about the game yesterday. Is Michael Gallup on his way to making Amari expendable? And my goodness, it was an explosion, Fish. And before you give your answer, there's a couple different things in that. Number one is, do you think he can be a number one? Number two is Michael Gallup good enough or developing enough to where you don't have to commit $18 to $20 million to Amari Cooper? What happened with Amari Cooper, Fish, against Philadelphia is something I still cannot get over. I was on vacation. I'm home with my family in Maryland. I was supposed to be looking at my brother's new baby. I was supposed to be sitting there opening the gifts. And all I could do is look up what you guys were tweeting about an Amari Cooper explanation for why he was not in on 4th and 8. So if you question Amari Cooper's heart, if you question whether he's number one quality enough to get $18 to $20 million. If you question what you can get in the draft at number 17 to maybe replace him, everyone's tweeting about CeeDee Lamb. That's why I asked the question with the acknowledgement that Michael Gallup does not get the attention that Amari Cooper's getting, and Michael Gallup is a recipient of Amari and how good he is.
Acknowledgement number one. This is why Jerry showed brilliance in not making Jason Garrett commitments publicly last night. You do need to take a breath. And Amari Cooper's a great example of it. And so is Michael Gallup, for that matter. This is the wrong time to decide. Today, this minute, is the wrong time to decide what you're going to do with Amari Cooper, because right now you're still going, what happened in Philadelphia? As you are. At this moment, the Cowboys on Christmas have a losing record. So in this last week, I wouldn't pay any of these guys.
Right.
You're not in the mood to think any of them are worth anything. This team has half the roster as free agents. And, you know, the company line will say, well, we want to bring the band back. My bounce back is, why do you want to bring back everybody off a crappy team? So in the moment, we need a little deeper evaluation. Here's what I think about Amari Cooper as it relates to the Joneses and the coaching staff. The Joneses did a lot of research into Amari and then spent a lot of capital on bringing him here, and did that with the approval of Will McClay, who spent a lot of time on it. And then they handed him to the coaching staff, and the coaching staff benched him on 4th and 8. I think the ownership thinks that's the coaching staff's fault, not Amari's fault.
Yeah, I was told a lot of things about Sanjay Law over the weekend. Maybe more on that at 7:20. A lot of things about his relationship with Amari, his responsibility for keeping him on the sidelines on 4th and 8. But I still do hold it upon the player and the head coach to fix that situation. You know, for Amari to say, I'm not going to be over here on the sideline, to scream or yell at Sanjay Law like Terrell Owens did at Todd Haley. And you know, the greatest of greats are not going to be kept on the sideline in that moment. But we can get into that for I still believe Amari Cooper is at the very top of the second tier number one receivers.
Yes,
you know, you have your Michael Thomases and you have your Julio Jones, and then your DeAndre Hopkins, and then you can get into Amari Cooper discussions. And I would not be furious with them bringing him back.
Which
they plan on doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Star up, star down. I can't Dan, there was a great, great tweet from one of our coworkers last night saying, what drives you crazier, the Garrett clap or the Jalen swipe?
Keenum in the gun, Thompson on his right, back and sets and looks and stands and rushed and hit and throws it out. Down on the floor, is it intercepted? Jalen Smith picks it up, and he's running to his right, and the Cowboys appear to have a turnover on the very first possession on 3rd and 10.
I will say this. Jalen Smith drives me insane. He's like my mom, where she's just smiling no matter what, and, you know, giddy happy.
Yeah.
And there's a point where I'm like, just stop being so damn happy all the time. Just be miserable for a second. Talk gossip with me. Be negative for 20 minutes. And Jalen Smith is the total opposite of that. He drives me crazy. His Pro Bowl tweets drove me crazy. My swipe is, you know, all about, you know, what life is about. All that corny crap drives me crazy. But Jalen Smith played really well yesterday. He was all over the field.
If it's corny but sincere, can we live with it?
I guess so, but
what if it's corny and sincere and tone deaf sometimes?
Yes, thank you. Throwing tone deaf as well.
Yeah. But the swipe and all the wonderful things it means to him, that's part of hashtag 53 brands.
Here's a perfect tweet yesterday. Someone tweeted, it's so perfect. It's so Jalen Smith knowing that he was touched after that interception. That there was contact made on the ground, but to get up and run around with a fake return just to get a little more spotlight, that's so Jalen Smith. And that's how cynical I am of Jalen right now. I'm like, yeah, he knew he was down. He just had to get up for a fake return to let everyone know, just like he did when he got beat for a touchdown. I think it was in Chicago in the end zone, and he got up and tried to run it out. That's a little more FaceTime for Jalen.
Now, it's funny, though. It's the same thing with Amari versus T.O. / Dez / Michael Irvin. We hate it when that guy's on the sideline throwing a tantrum. And we hate Amari Cooper when he doesn't throw a tantrum. We hate it when somebody doesn't show enthusiasm and emotion. And now you're saying, I hate it when Jalen shows enthusiasm and emotion. So all this, I think, is part and parcel with the Cowboys being a bad football team.
David Hellman tweeted this out yesterday, and I totally agree because I've been very, very critical of him. If there's one thing to take from these final few games, I think it's that Zeke got into form. You know, Zeke looked like the back that you're paying all that money to. And yesterday, not good that it took until the final week. We saw his longest run of the year.
Prescott will give it to Elliott. Coming right. Oh, what a block down the field. To the 25. To the 20. Keeps his feet. To the 10. Walked the ball. Touchdown, Elliott.
I think we're just going to have to just play Brad Sham play-by-play of the Sham Goes Ham to hear that voice there. But there it is.
He's playing hurt, Sham, isn't he?
The 33-yarder, yeah. The longest run of the year. Redskins fire President Bruce Allen is coming in right now. And Ian Rappaport also saying it's just a formality. Basically, Ron Rivera is going to be the new head coach. So changes in D.C., Bruce Allen fired, period. That is terrible, terrible news for the Cowboys. But we'll get to that stuff coming up in 10 minutes around the rest of the league. And when is it going to be official for Jason leaving? But Zeke Elliott, nice game.
Cabo?
Effect?
Will we ever know?
Will we ever know?
Did he work hard in Cabo? Of course he did. Did he have the right to do it? Sure he did. Did it lead to him getting his monster contract? Of course it did. You can't practice football in Cabo. And and if you're trying to throw darts at the board, trying to figure out why Zeke at times looked like he lacked a little pop, Cabo is the best. It's the best guess we have. Offensive line, up and down play, and maybe Zeke himself up and down play, but Cabo.
All right, I got to give a star up to this guy. And Troy Aikman said it on the TV broadcast, too little, too late, because Aikman had been talking for a long time about replacing Brett Maher. Kai Forbath, are you kidding me? 47, 48 yarders automatic. Chris Arnold caught up with him after the game.
Kai, I hate to tell you this, but you were 11 4'11 in a Cowboys uniform. I know it doesn't mean much now, but you've had to say your success has been successful here.
Yeah, you know, took it one kick at a time, and you know, luckily, you know, I performed when I needed to. So happy with my performance. You know, it's fun to be part of this win tonight. It was a great experience being here.
Would you think that you'd probably be back, or at least be back for training camp?
I'm not there yet. Right. We just, you know, right. That's off-season thing.
And then, as they were walking down the hallway, Kai Forbath said to Chris Arnold, "Got you down."
It's sad that we're sitting here highlighting Kai Forbath on a December 30th show, but man, he was awesome.
And so...
four for four yesterday with a field goals.
You know, if I'm the Cowboys, I want to sign Kai Forbath and hope that goes away, where you're worried about every single thing the kicker does. I didn't even think about him yesterday. Just figured he was going to make his kicks.
Right. Think about that. What about Dak and the injury? So there was a point yesterday when I tweeted, is it time to think about Cooper Rush?
Right.
There was a great Tolo tweet saying, what's better, Cooper the thrower or Dak the bus driver? Because before this play that we're about to hit you with audio-wise, it looked like Dak Prescott could not throw the ball 15 yards. It looked like that Dak Prescott was either afraid or unable to do it, and then the Redskins jumped off sides, giving Dak a free play.
Third and nine, empty gun, Washington offside, free play. Prescott looks right, not there, looks left, deep shot into double coverage. Cooper caught it somehow at the 15-yard line.
And that play, Fish, seemed to show Dak, okay.
I can do it.
Maybe I can do it.
Your reactive Twitter is funny. And you get burned all the time.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I've never seen such a terrible, forget it, they just scored.
Right, yeah.
It's great. I'm all in on Dak. I'm more in on Dak than I was at the beginning of the season. He's not perfect. He's a man. And I'm looking around the rest of the NFL, and I'm watching the quarterback in Tampa Bay after throwing 30 interceptions.
RJ's answer. I'll be RJ's for a second. Oh, you mean the guy I'd rather have over Dak? you mean the guy that's better than Dak?
He after the game, talked about how he's balling. Jameis Winston, he's balling.
Yeah.
Jameis, you threw 30 interceptions.
Yeah. Interceptions don't matter, Fish. Look at the numbers.
They really matter when you throw pick sixes all the time. So the Cowboys have found themselves an imperfect quarterback who's a man.
I have a challenge. This isn't going to be a criticism yet, but the next challenge for Dak Prescott, we all view his number one quality as what? He's a great leader. He is the leader in the locker room. Part of leadership has to be being an a-hole. Part of leadership has to be embarrassing someone once in a while. Part of leadership has to be, hey, this is not acceptable. I'm going to rip you apart. You could hear it in Troy Aikman's voice last night. When there was like a delay. I've fallen so in love with Aikman over the past 2 months because he's on every Cowboy game. He's just ripping them and destroying them, and I love it. But there was like a delay in getting a call straight, and he's like, can we just move on with the game? And everyone keeps tweeting the sideline shot of Troy going up and down and crushing Barry Switzer.
Yeah.
The next challenge that I would have for Dak Prescott is, hey, you're the guy that can maybe lead us through the tough times, but can Dak, how tough can he get on these guys who need it? He did it a little bit this year in the middle of the season when he talked about guys maybe need to work harder. I want to hear some stories and know that Dak Prescott is embarrassing people when they need it. Because that's the problem with this football team. This football team needed to get embarrassed or needed to get called out or needed to get shamed or needed to get screamed at. I don't know whether it ever happened. You're there every day. But that would be my next leadership challenge for Dak.
They do have
a-hole.
They do have a collection of, first of all, they're good guys who like to handle their business in professional, subtle ways. Zach Martin, if Zach Martin ever walked up and down the sideline and started ripping people, they would respond.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do that.
Right. That's what Amari.
Tyron Smith doesn't do that.
Amari, when he was benched against Philly, said, I don't want to make waves.
That's correct.
I don't want confrontation.
That's correct. Michael Gallup's never going to be that guy. Jason Witten can be that guy, but that's not going to last much longer. Sean Lee's not a negative yelling guy. Jalen Smith's not a negative yeller. Tank Lawrence will do it. Tank Lawrence might be the only guy on the roster who's got the muscle and the voice.
While selling you T-shirts, too, saying, buy my Hot Boys apparel.
Well, hashtag 53 brands. So I think your assessment's correct. You know how athletes, Dirk Nowitzki was the first guy I ever heard, every summer I like to add to my toolbox, of course. Maybe Dak Prescott can add ferocious leadership to his toolbox.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.